This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. The standoff appears to be over in Ivory Coast. The longtime president, Laurent Gbagbo, was captured today by fighters backing the country's democratically elected leader. You'll recall that Ivory Coast has been in turmoil since late last year when Gbagbo lost an election, according to the international community, but refused to leave office. NPR's Afebia Quist-Arkton has been covering the conflict. She's on the line from Abidjan, the capital. And Afebia, what's been happening today?
Well, after, as you say, almost 5 months of deadly type of war between Laurent Gbagbo, the disputed incumbent, and forces of Alassane Ouattara, the man most of the world, including the White House, fellow African leaders, and especially the UN, says Wanderer. Finally, Laurent Gbagbo, who has been defiantly resisting Ivorians, Africa, and the world, appears to have been captured. Now, his spokesman, Awadon Mello, is saying that Gbagbo handed himself in, surrendered without resistance to the French forces. Now, the French forces are here under UN mandate as part of the peacekeeping force. And let me just remind listeners, Steve, that for the past few days, French and UN attack helicopters have been bombarding the presidential residence where Laurent Gbagbo had retreated to. He was in a bunker, apparently, with his family, saying that he was not going to surrender, he was not going to step down. Briefly, there was a ceasefire last week, but that seemed, says the UN, to have been a ruse. And now, after all these weeks of fighting and death for civilians, it appears that the fighting has ended with Laurent Gbagbo handing himself in.
Now, of course, rebels had taken over most of the country before the French and UN forces became directly involved, but it does sound like the outside forces tipped the balance here.
The tables were turned dramatically about a week and a half ago. At that point, Laurent Gbagbo controlled the south of the country and Alassane Ouattara's forces the northern half and the center. But in a rapid lightning sweep through the country, they were at the gates of Abidjan. And that's where most of the deadly fighting has taken place these past 2 weeks.
Well, Afebia, you mentioned a few times there Alassane Ouattara. He's the man who, according to the international community, won the election last year. Presumably, with the old president now in custody, he gets to take full control of the country. As best you can determine, what is the condition now of the country that he takes over after what was effectively a civil war?
Steve, a hugely, hugely divided country. Ivory Coast has massive problems. Even before this latest presidential dispute, everyone here was hoping that the elections in November would draw a line under conflict, divisions over identity, who is an Ivorian, who is not, people feeling marginalized, all sorts of issues. But in fact, this election deepened the crisis. So if Ouattara does become the duly sworn-in elected leader of this country, he faces huge problems. Many Ivorians feel that he was responsible and behind the rebellion of 2002, which they have not digested yet, as they put it. They feel that Ouattara, because of Ouattara, there has been now fighting here in the commercial capital, Abidjan, which had not seen violence up to this point. So it's a divided nation. Reconciliation, healing, those are the top priorities. But these whoever figures you believe for the results of the election, Alassane Ouattara, Laurent Gbagbo won about 50-50. So Ouattara will have to convince about half of the country that he is president of all Ivorians, not just the people who voted for them. This is a long, long struggle. The fighting may be over for now. There may be some resistance, but then there are plenty of obstacles and hurdles in the future.
NPR's Afebia Quist-Arkton is in Abidjan, the commercial capital of Ivory Coast, where the former president is now in custody of forces working with the new president. Afebia, thanks very much.
Always a pleasure.